There is nothing wrong with your radio. Do not attempt to change the station. We are controlling the transmission. We control the volume.
We can change the tone to a fuzzy bass.
Or focus it to a tinny treble.
We can speed things up so fast you can hardly understand what's being said.
Or we can make things so slow you don't care.
We control the content. We can make it boring.
Bummer, bummer.
Or hilarious.
I think that's really stepping over the line.
We can make it stupid.
This girl's a boozer and she's not ashamed of it.
Or moronic.
Bottle of wild turkey and I'm happy.
We can even make it repetitive.
This girl's a boozer and she's not ashamed of it.
Or moronic.
Bottle of wild turkey and I'm happy.
We can even make it repetitive.
I think that's really stepping over the line.
It's our show.
God, yes.
We can do anything we want. Because this is...
Bummerhead.
The National Lampoon Radio Hour. This is a public disservice message from the National Lampoon Radio Hour.
Don't give money to the Salvation Army. They'll just spend it on fancy tailored uniforms and expensive tubas.
A lone starship hurtles across a trackless void. A single human spark bulleting beyond the barriers of space and time. Yes, radio listeners, set your imagination for the year 2000. It's time to blast off into the incredible with Fantaspo, Space Explorer.
When we last saw Flash, he had just been thrown up by the carnivorous Jewish mothership from the planet Banana Daiquiri, only to find that its radioactive gullet has caused Flash's body to rapidly mutate. Let's see how Flash is doing now.
Oh, gosh. Oh, no. Lordy, lordy, what's happening here? Something's changing me. My body's changing. Like, my hair's getting longer. Now it's getting shorter. What's up? I'm walking backwards. I don't know. What's up? Hey, somebody pick my... Don't goose me. That was me. Oh, no. It's my own hand. Bite it. No. Hello. Walk in front. Back in front. Hello. I don't know what's happening here. Chase me. Go out on a rougher date. That's me. No. Hello?
Announcing a new public service of the National Lampoon Radio Hour. How to care for your radio. Naturally, we at the National Lampoon Radio Hour have a selfish interest in seeing that you keep your radio in tip-top shape and fine working order. However, taking care of your radio is to your benefit, too. For the better you care for it now, the longer it will continue to serve you with merriment and music. Thus, we introduce a new series, How to Care for Your Radio. Tonight's lesson, Shaving Your Radio.
Removing radio stubble should be done very carefully. This will not only make for a better-looking radio, but a radio that's softer to the touch. Use only a sharp, fresh razor blade and slowly run the razor over your radio where the most stubble has accumulated. Should you wish to let your radio grow a beard, be sure to cut a small hole in the center, or else the sound will be muffled.
You are listening to the National Lampoon Radio Hour.
And now, the National Lampoon Radio Hour presents Laughs from the Past.
With someone sharing a delight, chat, this and that, cocktails for two. as we enjoy a cigarette, to some exquisite chansonette. Two hands are sure to slyly meet beneath a serviette, a cocktail for two. My head may go reeling, but my heart will be obedient with intoxicating kisses for the principal ingredients. Most any afternoon at five, we'll be so glad we're both alive. Then maybe fortune will complete the plan that all began with cocktails for two. So glad we're both alive. Then maybe fortune will complete our plan that all began with cocktails.
Wow, this isn't bumming me out at all.
Now it's time for a pop quiz. What does a dachshund have at the end of his legs? Can't guess? Short pause.
The National Lampoon Radio Hour.
You are a good person. You have no right to be here. Whether you can hear it or not, the universe is right behind your back.
The National Lampoon Radio Hour.
The award-winning Bose Wave Radio CD. It's the radio that woke up an entire industry. With a unique combination of rich sound and small size, it makes it just right for your bedroom, kitchen, living room, or office. Call 1-800-616-6793 today for a risk-free 30-day trial. Satisfaction guaranteed. You'll discover why popular science called the Wave Radio a sonic marvel. The sound is so clear and natural, you may find yourself hearing nuances in your music that you never heard before, especially when listening with your XM Sky-Fi radio. Order now and shipping is free, a $15 value. You'll also get a free Bose CD carrying case. This versatile carrier protects up to 24 of your favorite CDs or DVDs and static-free sleeves. Call 1-800-616-6793. Ask about their special financing options and get ready to fill your days with beautiful, lifelike music. Call 1-800-616-6793. That's 1-800-616-6793.
Honk, honk, quiet squabbles the goose. But oh, what its tongue could do.
More of the National Lampoon Radio Hour.
XM Comedy.
150.
And now an important message from the National Cancer Society.
We're sorry, but there's no possible way for you to test yourself for cancer in the area of your back, just above the middle, and just under your neck. Try as you can't reach the area with your hands, can't feel for those telltale lumps. And unless you have a complicated arrangement of mirrors, there's no way for you to see it. Right now, you could have an enormous lump there, and you'd never know. Small wonder that cancer of this tiny, undetectable area is one of our nation's most dreaded killers. And it's only begun.
This message was brought to you by the National Cancer Society.
Ow.
Thank you.
Listen, my brother, the grapevine says you're going to throw a tantrum.
Oh, no, Charlie.
Look, kid. It's about time you got off your knees and started standing on your own 2 feet.
I figured I'd crawl around a little bit longer, you know?
Listen, Perry, how much do you weigh? You know when you weighed 10 pounds, 4 ounces, you were beautiful? You could have been another Mason Reese. Any top kid star, you could have been up there. If it wasn't for that skunk who got you for a stage mother, she weaned you too fast.
Oh, Charlie, it wasn't her. It was you, Charlie. Don't you remember that night in the baby contest? You came down to my crib and you said, kid, this ain't your night. We're going for the price on Tatum O'Neill. Remember? This ain't my night. My night! I could have taken O'Neill apart. So what happens? She gets an Oscar and I get a one-way ticket to party, though. Well, Charlie, he was my brother. He should have taken care of me just a little bit so I wouldn't have had to take a crawl.
Goo, 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 goo. You don't know what I'm talking about. Terry, listen to me. I gave you a pacifier. I coddled you. I warmed your milk. I changed your diaper.
You don't understand, Charlie. I could have had class. I could have been a somebody. I could have been an anal retentive instead of a thumbsucker, which is what I am. Let's face it, Charlie. Oh, wow, Charlie. Put on the rattle, Charlie.
Here, kid, you better take this. You're going to need it. I don't have time to fool around with you. I just dropped a big load in my pants. Mommy!
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 Hey,
mommy!
Mommy!
Mommy! Mommy! Mommy! This is National Lampoon Radio.
Was it we come out and play? Change that gabardine to gold lace. Why deny the guy you are? Throw away that fat cigar. Hit your hiney to a star, old classic queen. When a closet queen plays Bushino, he can't make the scene in Gucci clothes. You dress in Abercrombie boots, but you're no macho zombie tooth. Hey, you're Henry Bender at the root, whoa, closet queen.
Good evening, this is John Belushi, and this is the National Lampoon Radio Hour. Today, we're going to be interviewing three of the greatest superstars Hollywood's ever produced.
You're too kind.
Why don't you introduce yourself?
Hi, John.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no. Go ahead, Jeff.
Chuck Bronson.
Clint Eastwood, John. Delighted to be here.
Clint Eastwood, Chuck Bronson.
You are so coy, dear. I'm Lee Marvin. Hi.
And Lee Marvin.
Sweet.
They're here today to talk to you about something that's been on their mind for years, and they're coming out with it here for the first time. They have formed a group called the Hollywood Alliance. Did I get that wrong?
Gay Alliance.
Gay Alliance. Now, I can't believe that you gentlemen are really gay. I mean, Charles Bronson, how could you be gay?
He's an actor. If I may speak for Chuck. One of the finest actors in the business.
Clint Eastwood, yes.
Yes. Chuck's an actor, and he, you know, what he does and what he's been doing is is a wonderful act.
Oh, you're beautiful.
But
yeah.
It's time to be real, isn't it, Chuck?
Excuse me. It's time to knock the closet doors down. It's time to bust him in, if you ask me.
I'll start the ball rolling. It's the Hollywood Superstar Gay Alliance, John. And we have been thinking about this for years. And it's an organization that we've started recently, I would say in the last 9 months.
It just seems amazing to me. Here you are, Charles Bronson, Mr. Macho of the screen. How could you be gay?
In the first place, you're presuming right off the bean that because I'm gay, I can't be macho. And this is a fallacy, a myth.
It's also a myth, if I may break in, to assume that what we are on the screen is what we are off the screen, and we're not. We're actors doing a non-stage
work. I think the assumption is that if you're gay, you're bad. I mean, it's wrong.
And I think our biggest problem, if I may, Lee, is convincing some of our peers to come out with us.
It's amazing. What other people in Hollywood are gay? I know you hear rumors.
Who isn't, John? Let's put it that way.
No, I think that's really stepping over the line. There are many heterosexuals in Los Angeles.
Name one, sweetheart.
Rod McHugh.
Well, for instance, who?
Let's just get out in the open. This girl's heels are worn down to a frazzle. Just number one.
Who?
I lived with Jimmy Pearsall for 2 years, and I'm saying it now.
Lee, that's a real shock. That's a real shock.
No shock to me, Lee.
It's no shock to me either.
There are a lot of little girls on the set coming up now who just can't step forward like we can, and we're so happy to be able to help them out.
Like who?
Ken Howard, for instance.
Ken Howard, right.
Ken came up to me. He was shooting that dreadful series, whatever that was called, about the two solicitors, whatever they called. Ken came up to me crying her eyes out, said, "Where do I go? Who's going to take me?" And I just held him and said, "It'll be all right." And it was. It was. I mean, the show flopped, didn't it? Did they pick it up?
It's that kind of compassion that Lee, for instance, has, and Clint here, and Paul Newman, who's been
Paul
doing
Newman?
A tremendous amount of work for us.
Paul Newman is gay?
For gay, of course.
I don't believe that for a minute.
Oh, well, this is...
Well, go down to headquarters and ask him, dear, really.
He's right there. He's typing right now.
Sure.
Well, I know you've made movies with a lot of actors. Like, there's a movie called The Magnificent Seven. You've had Yul Brynner. Yul Brynner. You have James Colburn.
Eli Wallach.
No, they weren't. Yes.
Everybody in the film was gay, and I think that's how it worked, except for Horst. But
they called that the Summer of Sin when they made that movie, and we were...
Well, no, that's just...
But Horst Buchholz was the only one in that movie who wasn't gay.
That's right.
Charles Bronson, now, you made a movie, The Great Escape.
May I just ask where you got that belt, John? I'm sorry to...
I got a
the buckle sort of looks like a snake.
I got a leather store on 10th Street somewhere.
Oh, yes.
The Great Escape.
The Great Escape. You made that film with a number of... You made James Garner, you made it with
Steve
McQueen.
Mm-hmm. Don Pleasant.
I'll never forget you and Steve McQueen on that cart when you were stuck.
You'll never forget.
God.
I think that's where I really got to know Steve well.
Steve came out just after that.
No, you see, Steve's another small man.
He's not gay now, is he?
Well, but Steve is gay, you see.
He is.
There are some small men who are gay.
Oh, yeah?
I'm sure you'd like to know about a lot of people who are gay, and of course, we're not here to spread the word on people who are gay, people who are gay, and we don't want other people to know about it.
Not a gossip.
That's our business. But we are here to say that we're gay, and we are the head of a rather large organization now of gay people who are proud to be gay.
If we told you right now who people were, I mean, who, for instance, Walter Cronkite.
Walter Cronkite is gay?
Casey Stengel,
I can't believe it.
The old dog, you know. She has the biggest collection of tiaras I've ever seen.
Really?
For instance, there are people that you just wouldn't expect, you know, couples. I mean, people that don't know about couples, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
Linus Pauling and guess who? Just try to match them.
Dr. Spock.
I know.
Dr. Spock?
Dr. Spock?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's not important who's gay or who isn't gay. What's important to us is that...
Is how gay they are.
How gay they are.
I'm being selfish. I'm
sorry. Now you're making a joke of this. Is this a serious organization?
It's really serious.
Or is it a lot of other gay groups?
He is always making jokes, always drinking. He's always a little bit out of touch.
This girl's a boozer and she's not ashamed of it.
Oh, God, yes.
Bottle of wild turkey and I'm happy.
Now, what about, are there any sports people that are gay?
Nitschke.
Right.
I went out with Nitschke for 2 summers.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who used to be known as Luau Sundar, is gay.
Oh, boy.
Everybody knows that, of course.
That's amazing. I didn't know that.
When he swims,
it's
a sight to behold.
Now, you can't tell me a guy like Dick Butkus is gay.
Dick Dick Butkus.
Dick Butkus is gay.
You've never seen Dick Butkus in a muumuu. He's incredibly gorgeous.
What about some rock stars?
Jerry Garcia.
Jerry Garcia's gay. This is incredible. What about
the Beach Boys? All of them.
They've been going steady for years.
They're going together. There.
Bobby Rydell.
What about
Dr. Stillman?
Dr. Stillman is gay.
But the whole point
certainly
is. I'm sorry.
Jay Silverheels once said to me.
Claudia Queen acts cool and crisp. When everything inside you cried out to let, you chose to play a shallow part. You hid your papa gallow heart. Come on out, you old mosh, mellow tart, oh, closet queen. Closet queen.
Hi, this is John Belushi. Contributing to tonight's National Lampoon Radio Hour show, Richard Belzer, Polly Beer, Chevy Chase, George Coe, Steve Collins, Brian Doyle Murray, Bob Dryden, Christopher Guest, Janice Hirsch, Judy Jacqueline, Leon Janney, Doug Kenny, Brian McConaughey, Bob Michelson, Joseph O'Flaherty, Gilda Radner, Harold Ramis, Norman Rose, Stan Sawyer, Ed Savitsky, Vernon Taft, and Bob Tischler. Cocktails for Two by Spike Jones and his City Slickers. I hope you enjoyed this week's show as much as we have. And next week, we have a special treat for you. The entire cast and crew of the National Lampoon Radio Hour will pretend to move to California. Tell them all about it, Johnny Olson and Don Pardo. Right, John, the entire Lampoon staff will be flown to the fabulous City of Angels via Trans World Airlines, TWA, across the country and around the world.
That's right, Don Pardo. And when they arrive at the airport, they'll be picked up in luxurious limousines by Bob Hope, Fugazi Limousine Service, and taken to
the fabulous Sheraton Universal Hotel in Universal City, where they'll sleep on Simmons Beauty Rest mattresses. Simmons for the rest of your life.
And as a special courtesy of the Sheraton Universal, the Lampoon staff will be treated to the fabulous Universal Studio Tour.
They'll look smart in a beautiful selection of Hager slacks.
And for Gilda, a patchpaw fun fur by Dicker and Dicker of Beverly Hills.
And for all the female members of the Lampoon staff, jewelry by Sarah Coventry, Jungle Gardenia by Tuvache, and Lady Bulova watches with the Spidel Ramunda Twist-A-Flex watchband.
And for lounging at the pool, a beautiful selection of swimwear by Jansen. Foster Grand sunglasses increases stare by 100%. QT by Coppertone tans you in or out of the sun. And they'll dry off with colorful Cannon towels.
And they'll carry it all in style in stylish American Tourister luggage.
And should they decide to stay in California, their possessions will be moved cross-country by Dean Van Lines, the Dean of American Van Lines.
That's not all, Don Pardo and Johnny Olson. Keep talking. While in California, they'll feast on a year's supply of delicious Downy Flake frozen waffles.
That's right, Don, and they'll keep those waffles fresh in a 14-cubic-foot Amana freezer from the Amana Colony in Amana, Iowa.
And they'll toast them on a beautiful tappin' range. Good things happen when you're cooking on a tappin'.
And when they set the lovely Lampoon dinner table, they'll dine with precious silver tableware by Michael C. Fina. If it isn't Fina, it must be something else.
And China by Corning, featuring the lovely desert flower pattern.
Well, what if they're too tired to cook, Don Pardo and Johnny Olson?
Then they'll enjoy a fabulous dinner for 12 at the beautiful Don the Beachcomber, home of delicious food and okay drinks.
And after dinner, the Lampooners will be off to the movies, where they'll see kooky Barbara Streisand in her rollicking comedy hit from Warner Brothers Pictures, For Pete's Sake.
And they'll go to the movies in two compact Vega hatchbacks by Chevrolet.
So be with us next week for our special California show, when you'll hear,
I'm going
with you. Great combo, the Mamas and the Papas and the Beach Boys, and that was California Dreamin'.
And
are you guys where
I am? Right now, I'm so
wow, well, I thought I saw it tonight, man.
And?
This is Dick Nixon.
Hey, psychedelic, man.
Customs officials at the Mexican border. Today sees Jerry Ford.
And lots, lots more. So we'll see you next week when the National Lampoon Radio Hour presents a special
California Show.
Situations and characterizations portrayed on the show are purely fictitious.
Good night.